From a place beyond time comes a terrifying
sound collage
beyond imagination.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an experimental record.
I can promise you that it will change your life forever.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Let's get started.
What do you want?
I want sex.
There is no help available. You're on your own.
You hold it and rub it and
it just gets hard.
Well, let's take a look at some of the things that we wouldn't have if it weren't for
masturbation.
You sicko?
Push your fingers in there and it's nice and moist.
And I have sex.
I could go much faster and easier by myself.
I lay on my chest and I thought it best to pretend I was having an evening's rest.
My nipples are so hard.
Pinch me.
Just a little bit of pain to get so much pleasure.
And a little more lubrication, please.
Vaseline intensive care soothes the penis.
Nobody's around? You know how it is.
Mom comes home and sees a mess she made of her kitchen.
Clean it up right now!
Listen, if you're all alone by yourself, just punch yourself in front of a mirror.
Then she would stand by the mirror and admire herself.
Probably the best thing to do would be to kill yourself.
I will. It didn't work.
So far, she's tried 12 times, unsuccessfully.
That's okay. You can just try again next time.
Instead, she decided to make a
big steaming pile of
hot shit.
That's why to do the complete job, you need
a good-sized bucket and an adapted toilet seat.
Look around the house for an empty one.
And then you want to drop
turds jettisoned from
your ass.
And we will show you
the biggest goddamn pile of shit.
You don't know how much this will mean to everyone.
They'll just see the poop.
Elsa sniffed and rubbed her nose.
Poop began to
fill it back up.
They piled one on top of another.
There was poop up to the ceiling.
Even leaves a clean, fresh fragrance.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Jesus, what's happening around here tonight?
And Jesus opened up his arms and he said,
here's a magical game we can all play.
I hate it so much.
What do you think the Bible has to say about video games?
The Bible says, beat up on my kids, my grandkids, and my great-grandkids.
Using the back of your hand.
It's the punishment that they deserve.
Just for being born.
That's right.
No, that isn't the way to do it.
Let me show you how to do it.
She belongs home in bed.
With Alan Thicke and Harry Hamlin.
And they've managed to
commit the most atrocious crimes in American history.
But first, we're going to have a little fun tonight, folks, with
an oral examination.
And the woman squatted down again.
On his face, she said firmly.
Just eat it.
And he did.
Licking lips directly below him.
Beating out.
Until your fingertips
probe your tiny holes.
See these holes?
Aren't they beautiful?
I never dreamed I'd find such happiness.
But you left out one thing.
She is sick.
Because of venereal disease.
I didn't know she had
syphilis.
Surprise!
It doesn't mean she's done anything wrong.
But if a woman with untreated syphilis,
sick and injured from the entire Navy,
banging her beaver,
just like out of a comic book.
This all depends, of course, on who she is.
Hi, everybody. This is Strawberry Shortcake, and
I'm a Sasquatch.
Strawberry Shortcake, they cried.
Please don't kill us.
But they can be killed if necessary.
I couldn't be a philosopher if I didn't believe that.
Goethe, the great German philosopher, said,
we should have absolutely nothing to do with
Johnny Mathis.
Get away, son. You don't want to be like him.
To support that philosophy, Ames has a program named
Skeleton Cake.
You can find it in the dictionary between shit and syphilis.
But of course, there are many individual pastors who are
having sex with
Johnny Mathis.
I know I am.
So are we.
And cover every area
of his face
with sperm.
But I don't think we'll be showing that.
But instead, the man died an hour later at the hospital.
Many young people that I've talked to go to bed with
Johnny Mathis.
And their belief system tells them that it is all right.
A system which has led the United States to the very pinnacle in
glass and bones and teeth.
But squudge, splash, and wart
still are receiving the lion's share of the world's supply
of giant dinosaurs.
Look to the delivery system for your specimen.
Well, the dinosaur began to talk.
Well, here we are again. Just you and me.
He studied the
dinosaur,
including his genitals.
There was doo-doo feces all over the walls.
Before long, he had
taken 100 specimens from it in a single day.
He knew he had found
absolutely nothing.
In conclusion, I have this to say.
No.
That was incredible.
It's sufficiently finished.
Well, we ended up with a little tiny okay, that's probably enough. Thanks.
I'd like to thank you people of the press for taking the time to listen to this.
Happy endings often turn out to be not endings at all, but beginnings. Beginnings of sorrow and misery.
Thank you, have a good day, and never forget.
You suck.